As he took his place at the helm, he could hear people cheering for him and calling, "Adam Mouse, Stuart! Adam Mouse!" He looked over and saw that the wave had capsized the Lillian B. Wamrath, but that she had righted herself and was sailing on her course close by, and she stayed close alongside till both boats reached the north end of the pond. Here Stuart put the Wasp around, and Leroy turned Lillian around with his stick, and away the two boats went for the finish line. "This race isn't over yet," thought Stuart. The first warning he had that there was trouble ahead came when he glanced into the Wasp's cabin and observed that the barometer had fallen sharply. That can mean only one thing at sea. Dirty weather. Suddenly, a dark cloud swept across the sun, blotting it out and leaving the earth in shadow. Stuart shivered in his wet clothes. He turned up his sailor blouse closer around his neck, and when he spied the Wasp's owner among the crowd on shore, he waved his hat and called out, "Dirty weather ahead, sir. Wind backing into the southwest, seas confused, glass falling." "Never mind the weather," cried the owner. "Watch out for flotsam dead ahead." Stuart peered ahead into the gathering storm, but saw nothing except gray waves with white crests.